Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was also in South Florida today to encourage voters to get out to the polls. The California Congresswoman attended a women's Get Out the Vote breakfast in Coral Gables. Former Speaker Pelosi joined Florida Democratic Party Chair Nikki Freed, Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava, and other local officials to boost voter turnout.
Mobilization. We must own the ground. We must get out every single vote.
Pelosi encouraged women to vote yes on Amendment 4, which would protect abortion rights and support Vice President Kamala Harris. She described Harris as, quote, underestimated.
Nancy Pelosi. I mean, just saying her name brings thoughts of political corruption. The Democrat power broker controlled the puppet strings of D.C. lawmakers for decades as Speaker of the House. No one is going to give you power. You have to seize it, she once said. She rammed toxic legislation like Obamacare through the House, which caused, as you know, health insurance premiums to skyrocket. She gave hundreds of billions of your tax dollars to foreign nations, many of whom hate the United States. Pelosi even once defended a piece of legislation saying, quote, we have to pass the bill so that we can find out what's in it. And as if that weren't bad enough, she's also the most notorious insider trader in Washington. But if President Trump has anything to say about it, that may finally be coming to an end. Joining me to discuss this new development is Ross Givens, a leading expert on insider trading. He teaches people how to follow the stock trades of insiders like politicians and profit right alongside them. In fact, he's holding a free training event this Thursday, October 31st at 3 o'clock Eastern. And he'll tell you more about it in a few minutes. You can grab your virtual seat for this event by clicking on the link in the description below. Ross, man, great to see you again. Thanks for coming on back to the channel.
Hey, always my pleasure, Dr. Steve.
It's an honor, man. So, Ross, Pelosi's back in the news, up to her old tricks once again, it seems. But this time, her antics have drawn the attention of one Donald J. Trump. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it involves a stock trade she made in Visa stock. So last month, Biden's Department of Justice sued Visa for illegally monopolizing the debit card market. Well, if you're Visa and you make $7 billion a year from those debit card fees, if that's in jeopardy, it's very bad for the company and obviously bad for the stock price. In fact, that stock tanked the day this was announced. Well, Pelosi owned a bunch of Visa stock, but she sold it all not long before this lawsuit was announced. So she essentially avoided the big loss. And Trump heard about this, and he's been kind of putting her on blast on the campaign trail. The last I saw, he said, and I quote, Nancy Pelosi should be prosecuted for this.
Ooh, the P word, eh?
It's out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you and I have talked about her, I don't even know how many times. It's obviously not the first time Pelosi's been caught up in an insider trading scandal. In fact, she has quite the reputation for this kind of thing, doesn't she?
That's right. Yeah, she is, as we call her, the patron saint of insider trading. And look, there's entire online communities dedicated just to following Pelosi's stock trades. People That's made crazy. A lot of money doing it. During her years as a public servant in Congress, she's made, I think the last estimate was around $160 million in the stock market. She has vastly outperformed not just everyday investors, but even legendary ones like Warren Buffett. Last year, 2023, she did better. You ready for this, Dr. Steve? She did better than every single hedge fund on Wall Street. She earned 65% for the year.
I mean, how does she keep getting away with this? It seems like common knowledge at this point. Everyone knows she's doing it, and yet, I mean, no one's stopping her. There are no ethics complaints, no legislation banning Congress from trading stocks. Why do you think that is?
Well, because it's not just Pelosi. They're all doing it. Right. I sent your guys a graphic. If they want to put that up on the screen, but I think I've shown you this before. This is these are the stock market returns for several congressmen last year, and it spans the board. There's Democrats, there's Republicans. Like I said, it's across the board. But
right,
Pelosi's not even at the top of the list here. She made 65% for the year, which is almost unheard of, even for Wall Street pros. But you got Blumenthal did even better. So did John Rutherford, Seth Moulton, Senator Wyden. Some of these guys returned more than 100% last year.
Dang.
Ryan Higgins, the top performer, tripled his account in a year. So, you know, I've been saying this for a while. I don't think people realize it. This is how politicians get rich.
Right.
You know, it's not the $174,000 a year congressional salary.
Right.
And I'm sure in the 70s and 80s, they just took bags of cash. But today, you know, thanks to terrorism, there's anti-money laundering laws and things like that.
Right.
So it's tougher. And, you know, stock tips, on the other hand, are almost impossible to prove.
Right.
And inside information can make these guys millions. In Pelosi's case, hundreds of millions. So I just don't think they're going to band together and, you know, bite the hand that feeds them, so to speak.
Yeah. So in other words, the corruption's running too deep here.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I suspected. The uniparty strikes again, the duopoly. There have been bills, as I understand it, that have been written to ban Congress from trading stocks. And as Senator Hawley introduced one last year, I love the name. You actually introduced this to me. You called it the Pelosi Act.
Yeah.
I just think it's so funny. It stands for Preventing Elected Leaders from Owning Securities, which I think is just absolutely hysterical. But somehow it never seems to pass.
Yeah, it's funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
They talk a big game, and then suddenly at the goal line, it just fades into the background.
You're right, right, exactly. You get to campaign, and look what I did. I put this out, but you knew it would never pass.
I mean, I know.
Now, I mean, at least theoretically speaking, I could see Trump getting this done. He is definitely not afraid of controversial issues, that's for sure. And as far as I know, he's the only president who left office less wealthy than when he came in. I think he could do it theoretically, as it were. Practically, I don't know I don't think
he'd do it.
I think it's a waste of political. He needs them on his side. There's so many, you know, he needs them to fund closing the border. He needs them to bring back manufacturing and industry. He needs them to deport what is it, 20 million illegal immigrants. Yeah. So I don't
think he's got bigger fish to fry, basically.
So as awesome as that would be, I don't think he would alienate. And also, he's going to be dismantling the deep state, the administrative state. He needs every ally he can get. And I don't think he's going to alienate any congressman to pass a bill that doesn't help everyday Americans.
I think you're probably right, because that's the last line is what I was thinking. It doesn't really benefit his voters any. It's like, oh, Pelosi's not going to get rich and whatever, but that doesn't help, you know, everyday Joe. But look, honestly, man, I hate to say it, I'm fine with it. I mean, I hope they don't get banned from trading stocks. You know, we're making too much money following them. So I hope it never stops.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the only one I know who says that. Well, no, you're not. See, you know this whole other like Hogwarts world that you open up to our audience here that I had no idea even existed. But that's true. You're one of the very few who actually want to see Congress make insider trades, because that's what you do, right? You show people how to see what stocks they're buying, and then you just buy the same ones.
Yeah, no, exactly. And look, I hope to convert everyone to legal insider traders, because look, it's the biggest loophole out there. And it's not just political insiders. You know, corporate insiders are doing the same thing. They're even better. You know, I'm just a couple off my head. I know we bought a little pharmaceutical stock called Perspective earlier this year. We saw like a dozen insiders buying all at once. The chief executive officer, chief financial officer, chief medical officer, half the board of directors. They're all piling into the stock out of nowhere, suddenly. So we followed along. Well, it turns out that they were in the middle of stage two drug trials that, shocker, were going incredibly well. The drug's going to come to market. So when this news was announced, the stock took off. It went up something like 300%
just
a few months after we owned it. So, yeah, I hope they keep doing it.
It's funny you bring that up. I remember that one. Gang, if you don't know, I actually get the stock recommendations that Ross sends out to his members what, every other day, every few days. You do a great job with it. And what I very much appreciate is the level of research you guys do is unbelievable, but yet you bring it down to a layman's level. The reports are super easy to understand and follow.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, we're really proud of our work and the money, you know, some of people made making our research, but you know, the execution takes some work. That's why I hold these training events, to show people how to see these trades, where the database is, what to look for. But the general idea is just not that complicated, right? If, you know, when it comes to corporates, if the people running the company, right, the top executives with inside information about their business are suddenly buying their own stock all at once with their own money for the first time in several years, like,
right,
the odds are pretty good they might know something, right? So that's real. I mean, all we do, like, and it's not just pharmaceuticals. We did one called FTAI Aviation back in June, and it's a little off the radar stock. Well, right after we bought, after the insiders bought, we found out they were buying Lockheed Martin's engine division. Right, that stock's up 78%, but in it for what? 3 months, 4 months? We got into AMLX a month ago. It's already up 50%. So This is, in my opinion, the biggest loophole out there for regular investors and is the best kept secret on Wall Street.
Yeah. Well, and that's a great word, because your lips are not sealed. You don't keep the secret to yourself, do you? And that's what I'm very appreciative. You don't keep the information to yourself. You share it with people and even show them how to do it themselves, which I really love. You are now you're going to be holding another one of your very popular free training events this Thursday, October 31st at 3 p.m. I don't even know which one this is you've done for us. I mean, you've got to have done it over a dozen. I mean, yeah. And they're always very, very well attended. I know it's online, so people can enjoy it from the comfort of their couch. It's absolutely free to attend. Tell people what they can expect with that.
Yeah, well, look, we do these about once a month, and I guess you and I have been, at least a dozen right now. But yeah. This one, it's Thursday. It's actually on Halloween, ironically, 3 o'clock Eastern. But yeah, we do them online. They're complete. That way anybody can attend. They're free to come to. It's about 45 minutes to an hour long. If you just click the link below, you can register. It's like name, email. We'll send you everything you need. Put your cell in there. We'll even text you a reminder so you don't forget about it. Even if you can't come, I encourage people to do that, because what we do to give people an idea of what we're doing, we send them our most recent research report. So it's like our most recent insider stock pick. We send to everyone who registers. So even if you can't come, I would just register to get that. It'll show up in your email, but it's going to be, you know, our full 3 or 4 page report, the stock, the company, which insiders are buying. These are usually low price stocks. But yeah, in the training event, we're just going to kind of go through everything. I'll show you what this is, how the loophole works, you know, the advantages we have in this, where the database is to find these trades, what to look out for, what our biggest winners have had in common, you know, really all of it. And look, it's worth mentioning, I should say this, most of the people who come and do this, and even most of our members, had never traded stocks before.
Yeah, so me. I had never done it before, yep.
So, you know, this is not something anyone should be intimidated by, like, oh, I don't know about the stock stuff. I mean, it's, look, if you can put 3 ticker symbols into a computer and print, you know, you can do this. Anyone can do this. It's really not complicated. The investment world is made up of a lot of people who whose job depends on you thinking it's too complicated, but it's really straightforward. And so we really pride ourselves on trying to make this easy to comprehend and follow and mimic and you know, do our part to run that parallel economy and teach people how to take the edge these politicians and insiders have and flip the tables, you know, use it to our advantage to make money for ourselves. And as you know, it's 1000% perfectly ethical and legal.
Yes, absolutely. And no one does it like you, Ross. You're amazing. Absolutely amazing.
You're kind.
You guys, you know, look, the insider traders in Congress are running their corrupt games right under our noses. We all know it's unethical and frankly outrageous. Exactly why the American people are fed up with these elites. But the good news is, in a sense, you know, we can make lemonade out of these lemons. Ross has the right tools and knowledge to help you turn the tables on them. So don't miss Ross's free training Thursday, October 31st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Just click on the link below so you can get registered and learn how to use these secrets against Congress. Don't wait. These often do fill up to capacity. So you definitely want to do that right now. Click on that link, October 31st, 3 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there. It's absolutely free. And I think you're going to have a great time. Ross is the best teacher, and you're going to love it. Ross, man, thanks, brother, for coming on back. And I look forward to seeing you on the 31st.
All right. My pleasure, Dr. Steve. Always good to see you.
Always great to see you.